Good afternoon. It's Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart, and I have a great guest today. He's known as Mr. Positive, and it's David Buford. And he's known around the world as Mr. Positive, and he's a professional encourager. He specializes in helping people feel better fast to make their dreams come true. He uses his unique gifts and intuition and real-world experience to help his clients manifest the desires of their heart and, better yet, monetize them. So without further ado, his contact information will be available at the end, as will the link. So, David, thank you for coming here to be on Conscious Connection.
Thank you for having me, Gary. I'm so excited to be here today. It's really great.
So in this negative world of challenges where the president isn't even invited to funerals and stuff, how do we stay positive in this American negativity that we're in right now?
Oh, thanks for asking, Gary. I think one of the most important things we can do is take the long view on stuff like this. And one thing I learned early on was to always look for the good. What could be possibly good about this situation? Where is it? And what I found is that in all my experiences in life, and sometimes it takes years afterwards, that I've always found the good.
Absolutely.
Because I've looked for it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I feel that way too, because I feel if nothing else that's going on in America right now, we're being activated to take charge of our destiny. And actually, that's the hidden gift in all the negativity that's happening now. So there is a silver lining, my friend. Don't give up.
Yes,
don't give up.
Yes, yes.
So what is the big idea behind being Mr. Positive?
Well, for me, I grew up in a very negative household, very critical household. And when I found out that I didn't have to replicate that behavior, you know, I read Wayne Dyer's great book, Erroneous Zones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it taught me that I didn't have to just react to everything like I was being programmed and witnessing in my life,
mm-hmm.
that started the quest that ended up in me becoming Mr. Positive, because I realized most people don't know this information.
Absolutely.
Here, right?
Absolutely.
They go with the flow of the river and what they've been programmed with, and they don't ever try to consciously change it.
And it does take that effort to change, too. And the great thing is that you could have that awareness in the negative environment that there was a different way. I had the same thing. I'm a constellation facilitator, and I had an extremely negative childhood environment, but yet I chose to add light to it rather than, you know, fall into darkness. So that's absolutely wonderful. So what kind of sessions do you offer people to get them into that positive state, especially if they have a lot of negativity?
Yeah, one of the funnest things I do is I take people in these guided visualizations.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is for them, if they're working on their health or they're working on money or they want a relationship or they just want to feel better themselves, the first step for me is getting to believe it's possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
That first bit of belief, and I build it really quickly with the visualizations, because
mm-hmm.
I get them to pretend, hey, we're going to a movie. Let's imagine we're going to see Superman. You're not going to sit there and pick apart the story, right?
Right, so exactly.
I take them through a process that usually ends up in them feeling better instantly.
Good.
And for a lot of people, it helps actually activate the manifestation
mm-hmm.
of their dreams, and it's really fun.
Well, lots of times if we can't visualize it, then we can't make it happen. So it's great just to put, my latest book is called Master Universe, and it's about can we direct and star in our own life. So we're really on the same page.
We really are, I know.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Yeah, do you want to be in a depressing sequel of your parents' life, or do you want to direct and star something new?
Right.
So
it's
a challenge, but hey, suffering is optional, so take charge.
That's what I think, yeah.
So absolutely. How can people sign up to get coaching by you? Do you consider it coaching, ongoing
coaching?
Yeah,
I do coaching, consulting mostly. Sometimes I do stuff with clients. You know, they'll engage me for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But they can all go to my website at mrpositive.com, so
mm-hmm.
mrpositive.com, and they could schedule a free session or send me an email. And we can set up a time to talk. And it's really, you know, my gift is very intuitively based.
Mm-hmm.
So people go, well, what do you do? And I say, well, I help people. They go, well, how do you help them? I say,
right.
Well, it depends what they need. You know?
Right, exactly.
It's one of those. But I've been very successful at helping people put their dreams into, mm-hmm. into the marketplace. You know,
wonderful.
Take it from the manifestation stage of the praying and the affirming, and I get them into the action stage.
Great.
And I learn by doing, you know.
So it's not just about self-help per se, but it's also how to bring your message to the world.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Absolutely.
Great. So
absolutely. Or give your gift.
Right, give your
gift. Whatever your gift may be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really my heart's joy is seeing the lights go on for someone. Like I did a book cover for just a rough draft of for someone who said they wanted to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours after they said that to me, I sent her a copy of the cover that I just had created for $5 online.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the Fiverr.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was knocked out. And I'm like, see, your dreams manifest.
Right.
I said, now print it out and wrap it around a book.
Exactly.
Carry it with you everything you go. So I do that kind of stuff for my
clients.
That's
great.
I get them on the mental side, but my background's sales and marketing. So it's weird how they've dovetailed together, and
lovely.
I can kind of help with both areas. It's
excellent.
A lot of fun.
That's wonderful. And a lot of people need that because I'm in the human potential moment. A lot of people don't know how to actualize what their true calling is. And life is too short not to kind of complete your soul's mission or, no, let's monetize it.
Yes.
Why not get paid for doing what you love? I mean,
that's my theory. You know, people for years have been jealous of me in my family and circle of friends. They'd say, oh, my God, I wish I had your life. You work from home. You can travel. You can work from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, don't you know that was intentional?
Right. Exactly.
Right? Like, it didn't just happen.
Right.
Right? If I let what just happened in my life, I'd still be a mechanic or a carpenter on
the
East Coast, you know, slaving away with nails going in.
Yeah.
And, you know, working
fun.
That. No. No.
And how are the results with people? Like, when you've helped people, do they become authors and do a 180 of their career?
A lot of them do, yes. And some have taken, a lot of my clients I work with are already very successful. So, you know, I help them take their $100,000 business over the million mark or the 10
great.
Million mark or, you know, it's really interesting though when you're kind of an intuitive and you walk in and you're talking to a business person and all of a sudden you say, hey, you got to do this, and they don't understand why.
Right, exactly.
But you know they have to do it, and I've been fortunate enough to create about a dozen millionaires from coaching. So it's been fun, and it's not all about the money, though. You know, Gary, it's really the way you travel this life. I really, you know, for me, coming from the background and what I witnessed and experienced, I know that there's a whole nother world separate from that that is just as real, you know.
Absolutely.
People say, well, I can't believe in the positive, but it's so easy to believe in the negative.
I know, exactly. And that's probably the biggest step for people to realize there's an alternate choice.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big aha for me.
You know, just so our listeners know, Unconscious Connection, I'm talking with David here, and a lot of people go through life feeling like they're a victim of life, and Conscious Connection was designed to have me interview different people that can uplift you and change life and broaden your vision of what you can do or how you can feel in your life, and that's what we're doing here. So you don't have to suffer. Suffering is totally optional. And I do constellation work, which you can honor the suffering of your ancestors and then turn around 180 degrees and walk forward and do something good in their memory. So always remember we're a choice, and that's what David's telling you as well. We're always a choice. Do we want to be victims of life, or do we want to be proactive and make our dream come true and complete our destiny? You know, one thing that I find kind of funny, when the credits roll at the end of the movie, your life, do you want to hear the audience say, oh, she or he could have done so much. Oh, they suffered so much. Oh, their suffering's over. It's really such a waste. Is that what you want to hear when the final credits roll? I don't think so. So I have Mr. Positive here.
That's right.
To lift you up as well.
That's right.
And what type of tools do people gain from working with you, David?
Well, a lot of the one thing I try to get across to everybody is the ability to reframe. You know, so many times something is said to a person and it injures them for life.
Mm.
And it's horrible. You know, it could be the most horrible, vile thing. But you've got to reframe it. You know, what I found, what helped me survive my negative mindset, because, you know, I'm client one as Mr. Positive,
exactly.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
My life is my experiment.
Yeah.
And for me, this when I learned the skill of flipping the script and reframing the story and looking for the good, always, even in the worst of circumstances, I'm able to find something. For instance, September 11th is coming up, the anniversary of.
Right? Yes.
And what I focused 17. On was all the helpers, all the people rushing in to help strangers, right? All the strangers that help strangers. And it was a beautiful, amazing day in that respect. It was a terrible tragedy, but even in the most terrible tragedies, if you look, you'll find the good. And, you know, it's really so the reframing helps a lot. I also have different written exercises that I have people do. I have one where I have them write how thankful they are for all their problems. It's a 40-day process.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And, yeah, talk more about that. 40 days.
Well, it's so what you do is at the beginning you figure out you have let's just imagine you have some issues that are negative in your life.
Yeah.
Not everybody does, but if you do, you write, you know, I'm thankful for my debt. I'm thankful for arguing with my partner or spouse. I'm thankful for my lousy job I hate, right? And you write that down. You get the gratitude going on those, and it's a quick few-minute process. Then at the second part, what you start doing is writing down the things you know you're grateful for. I'm grateful for the love of my family.
Right.
I'm grateful for, you know, and you end on the positive side.
Right.
And you do this process for 40 days each day. And if you miss a day, you write, I'm grateful I missed a day now, or I'm thankful I missed a day.
Right, exactly.
And you keep going. And what happens is over the course of those 40 days, things shift, miracles happen, manifestations, and it's a really, it's so easy that people won't do it, Gary.
I know. You know? That's the thing. Or the old, one more thing to do before I go to bed.
But
look at the rewards. I want our listeners to know when you put a little effort in and just you can manifest any intention. I mean, why not harness the universe for your highest good rather than be stagnant or going down into the abyss here?
Right.
So it takes a little effort to get there, but it's well worth it. Because who wants to be stuck and stagnant in their life? Then all you have is more misery. And I know there's plenty of people out there who want more company to be miserable with them, but there's also probably a large amount of people who want to be self-actualized this lifetime and make their dreams come true.
I agree. Yeah. And I think one of the tools, too, I realized early on through working with Tony Robbins was that the physical position of your body can affect your feelings, right? Yeah, exactly. Gary, for all of you that have radio vision, he just sat up straight, pulled his shoulders back, and now he's ready. But it's that simple. I remember reading in Reader's Digest many years ago a story, and basically it essentially said, when you're walking through the world, imagine you're like a puppet on strings from on high, and that you're being supported from above, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Right? But just imagine that. And when you picture stuff like this, and people, have you ever heard, I can't visualize?
Yes.
But if you talk about the pink elephant boy, everybody
gets
it.
Right, exactly.
So that's the other tool, is visualization is one of the most powerful tools I've ever found for change.
Oh, absolutely, and especially it's great to have someone guide you through it, too.
Absolutely.
Because our subconscious will throw out the images that we need or surprise images that we don't expect to get. So that's what's beautiful about visualization. But if you can't dream it, then you can't make it happen.
Yeah, that's where we go back to the beginning, right? The belief.
If
the belief is not there in any little amount, what I tell my clients, I said, listen, if you can't believe in yourself right now, believe in my belief in you.
Exactly.
And just use me that way for now, and we'll build yours stronger and stronger over time. And, you know, we do a variety of things to do that. But the best thing to do is really step back and put some perspective on it. In 100 years, will this matter? What you're all uptight about, you know?
Exactly. And most of what we worry about doesn't come true, not 99% of the time, but yet we're consumed with worry. You know, and for people who don't believe in that, I mean, if you really look at someone like Oprah Winfrey, here she was sexually abused, she was just thought she was a burden to everyone. No one cared what happened to her, like she had no value whatsoever. So imagine the inner spiritual work that woman has done to be a global thought leader. And don't forget, she was a minority with, say, television and media stacked against her just for being black. Look at how she's overcome every single obstacle to be a global thought leader and just an amazing transformational speaker or interviewer. So you can make lemons out of lemonade.
Absolutely. In fact,
make lemonade out of
lemonade. There we go.
Beyonce is going to kill me. Okay.
Absolutely. And I find that if you read the biographies of most famous people, mm-hmm. they went through something hard in their
Absolutely.
Life along the way. And even not famous people,
mm-hmm.
most people, you know, we get a few bumps. That's why we come here, I think, Gary. You know,
Absolutely.
I think we come here to have these experiences,
yeah.
to get our lessons, grow, and get better with them. And so many people fight and resist the
mm-hmm.
lesson instead
mm-hmm.
of flowing with
mm-hmm.
it. And
yeah. And also having a coach lets you bounce back your fears or your limitations
Absolutely.
With somebody, and having that support to really die. I can't tell you how many people, you know, who say they want to be an author, and I give them a notebook. I said, okay, mm-hmm. start writing here.
Right.
Now's the time. You know, or I'll check in with them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to start somewhere, so it can even be a baby step, you know.
Right.
And that's what coaching's good for. It keeps you on track, and it also helps you grow as a person. And ultimately, as long as you trust the person who's coaching you, it's all about trust. And they're actually mirroring back you trusting yourself, which is the beauty of having a coach. They're empowering you to trust yourself so you can do the good things you want to do this lifetime.
Yeah, I love having a coach in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I've almost had one almost every day for the last 20 years
mm-hmm.
of some form. Either,
yeah.
You know, it depends what I'm working on in my life, of
mm-hmm.
course. But I love being able to stand in presence for the people while they build their belief in
yeah.
themselves, where they go for their dreams, where
Absolutely.
I get to encourage them and inspire them
mm-hmm.
with stories of,
mm-hmm.
you know, others that I've helped and others that we know, you know, like I said, almost every great success story, if you read their biography, they went through something
I know.
Big and challenging, and I think that's part of the preparation
yeah,
for their gifts being released
yeah,
in a big
yeah.
way, right?
Well, it's also, I mean, one thing, Oprah, I'm not sure if this is original quote, but success meets preparation. So if you look at the
mm-hmm.
school of hard knocks getting us all ready, but I think on a deeper level, it can either destroy our spirit or strengthen our spirit. And those who do become thought leaders or actualized human beings, we'll call it, have taken the challenges, and a lot of people see, well, negative things happen to me, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can end up being a victim with all that. And look at somebody like Adele. Here's a singer, and she had her heart broken by a boyfriend, and that pain of that breakup was so deep, she wrote a song and sang her guts out, and just that one song and that conviction of that pain led her to be a global superstar for the rest of her life. So
amazing.
It shows you just that one thing you think is extremely negative actually was a secret blessing in the bigger framework of your life.
Right.
So don't look at them like, oh, I'll never do it because blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, because blah, 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 you can do it.
Right, right. And I know for sure, even like John Walsh, his son Adam, was kidnapped and murdered.
Oh, I'm not
horrible,
familiar with that.
Horrible
mm-hmm.
thing. He started a program called America's Most Wanted.
Oh, okay.
He captured over 1,200 dangerous criminals.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He's also started the Center for Missing and Exploited Children,
mm-hmm.
which has rescued over 30,000 kids.
Oh, my God.
So that tragedy of his son being abducted
right,
and murdered
right, exactly.
has helped so many bad people get
wow.
put away and so many children be found
saved.
And saved.
Oh, my God.
You know, so whatever you're going through, here's what I want to encourage you to remember. Please remember this always. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
you only fail when you quit.
Mm-hmm.
And the blessings are on the other side of your worst pain. If you have the courage to stand there and know that's the truth,
mm-hmm.
that's at least what I believe to be true. And, you know, I can help people become feel better fast. So if anybody's
mm-hmm.
having a bad time, a down day, hit my website, schedule a strategy session. We'll have a call, we'll have a chat, and I'll do all I can to help you through it. And, you know, we'll go and find the blessings
yeah,
together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and sometimes it takes an outside person to see that. I mean, years ago when I did primal therapy and I was severely abused as a child, and this is the first person in my adult life at 23, 24 years old, said, for anyone to endure what you did, you're actually a champion. And for me, that is the exact, so I was raised in the negative victim kind of mentality in my family system. That was the antithesis of everything I believed about myself. But then when I really started to get it, he actually brought in some boxing gloves and made me box every day. Shadow. Now, ironically, Rocky was the hit movie that year in the early 70s. So it was a perfect tie-in, but it just, I had to totally shift my belief system because I believed I was no good, I was a loser, blah, blah, blah. And then to say, oh, now I have to say the word champion and feel that. It was just a polarity shift of 180 to 360 degrees for me, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I saw, hey, where you focus your attention grows.
It really does, doesn't it? I mean, that's the other key point I try to keep people understanding when they're stuck in that victim pattern and worry and fear. It's like, where is your attention?
Right.
Exactly. What are you creating right now? You know, and it's the same when you're in a money situation, right? You think, oh, I got to cut expenses.
Right.
For most people, it's, no, you got to earn more money.
Right. Exactly.
You know? Exactly. So how do we do that? And if we're focused on cutting expenses, you can't cut everything to zero.
Right,
ever.
Exactly.
But you can earn more than you need.
Exactly. Absolutely. So. Yeah, and that's a good shift for people right there.
Absolutely.
So you also do other things. You have a book out and you publish. Talk about some of your other stuff here.
Yeah. Well, I've published several books, and I've helped clients of mine sell about 6 million books so far.
Ah.
So I know the book world pretty well, and you know, I'm also an investor in Wall Street, and
mm-hmm.
I've actually made more money investing this year for the first time than I have working, and it's
wow.
got me really excited.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest thing is my heart that lives outside my body and my buddy Chris. And Chris is an autistic young man I've known for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took him to a Dodger game the other night.
Mm.
And, I tell you, my heart just opened so wide with him. And I encourage anybody that, you know, if you want to feel really good fast, go help somebody that needs help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Chris's special needs, I work with him through Special Olympics and the Best Buddy program, and I've known his family now forever. He's family to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you could go to Big Brothers. You could go to Big Sisters. There's lots of kids. I love helping kids because
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, one, they're the most precious resource we have. They're our future. And if we don't cherish them and treat them well, then we're not going to get, you know, a nice future for everybody to
mm-hmm.
enjoy. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But giving and being a friend to somebody who has special needs has taught me so much. He lives without filters like the rest of us, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
He says, I love you. He hugs you.
Mm-hmm.
He means it.
He's
you know?
Fully and present.
You know if he's sad or happy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, if I do nothing else in my life, being his friend will have been enough for me.
Exactly.
You know?
That's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah.
And how refreshing to have somebody without filters. It's
We
all should be living that way. It's much more honest. It's much more present, much more sincere.
Sure.
So see, here's people may take that, poor man, he's living with a disability or whatever, but look at the beauty that comes from that.
Well, and what's amazing is everybody says to me, so nice what you're doing for him.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what the benefits are.
I know,
for me,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I just, you know,
yeah.
he's the longest relationship I've had
uh-huh.
in my life. You know,
yeah.
I don't have any children.
Right.
He's it. You know,
that's
30
wonderful.
Years of this, but yeah, that's, you know, but in for me, I can't help helping people.
Yeah.
You know, it's a joy for me, and I know that one of the things I'll always do is be there to help people see the good in whatever situation they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And my greatest joy, though, is taking someone's dream that they don't think is possible and helping
mm-hmm.
them make it come true.
Absolutely.
You know? 'Cause dreams don't have deadlines, Gary. You know that?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right?
When you look at people who get their Oscar at 80 after a 50 movie.
Right. You know?
They made it. Takes a while.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, you know, get to a certain age and they think, oh, it's over for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but yet there's so many stories of people that broke through after middle age and beyond.
Yeah.
It's like the woman that just starred in Black Panther and she's like 93.
Yes.
And it's her first big role. And to listen, you can look her up on the
yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see her interviews.
Yeah. So there's you can start every day. I had a client once, she had leukemia, and I used to do body work before I did my workshops. And she said, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I said, why do you say that? She said, well, I was a Beverly Hills realtor. I had money up the yin-yang. My husband was successful, running from party to party, opening to opening, mansion to mansion. And I was so unhappy, and I always wanted to paint. So when she got leukemia, she started painting. That was her life's goal. The leukemia went into remission, and she donated all the paintings doing art shows to the Leukemia Society. She said, that disease guided me on my true path this lifetime, and that's to be a painter, which I always... And I saw some of her paintings. Wow. They were actually quite incredible. So it shows you how negative things that happen in our life can actually guide us at any age, and she easily was in her early 60s.
Right.
And it actually was a blessing what happened to her, and now she's making her dreams come true as an artist.
Oh, wonderful.
So
what a great story.
David can help you with that as well.
Yeah, I would love to assist others that have long dreams that they've either given up on or put aside for other obligations, figuring they had to play that role. But if you want your soul to soar, you gotta live now and do jump into your purpose and follow it. And whatever that passion is, whatever that burning desire is for you.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, how do you like people to contact you if they'd like to?
Well, the best way is through my website, Mr. Positive.
Okay.
So that's, again, mrpositive.com. And you can also email me using the initials DRB, so like Dr. B at mrpositive.com. And I don't answer my phone usually because I'm coaching, so I don't like giving out my phone number.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I really do, you know. And it costs nothing to talk. You know, so many times people say, oh, I'm going to call you when I get money, or I'm going to call you when
exactly.
I have an idea. Or I'm like, just drop in, say hi.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also publish a newsletter I've been publishing for 22 years, Gary, online.
Oh.
I've got a daily inspirational quotes newsletter.
Oh,
so
what's it called?
Positive Thoughts Daily.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and they just sign up on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it's almost... We're going to be entering our 22nd year of publication in 2019.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And yeah, it's been quite the journey. And it's just a quick blast of positivity. It takes about 30 seconds to read.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quote on love and relationships, one on leadership and success,
mm-hmm.
and one on inspiration and motivation. So I figure with three quotes in there, I'll get you with one of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's a labor of love. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And I hope people do that. So we're nearing the end. Do you have one last positive insight for people before I start to close out the show here?
Well, I just say that don't take the bad days too serious and focus on what you want. Focus on the outcome that you want, and not the pain or the negativity in the situation. Always look for the good. I guess that should be my tagline, right? Always look
right,
for the good.
Right, exactly.
Because you'll find it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection. I'm so glad you listened to David. Get the pronunciation Buford, right?
Yes.
Great, great. And I hope you've been inspired by Mr. Positive here. So don't forget, you can reach him at his website, www.mrpositive.com. He also has in his positive quotes there as well. David, thank you very much for doing a live show here on Labor Day. See, we never stop. If nothing stops, change.
Thanks so much, Gary, for the invitation.
This is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection and my live guest.
Thank you, Gary. David Buford, Mr. Positive.
Great.
So grateful.
Great. Blessings and namaste till next time.